Hello and welcome to the HBO Boys podcast. Today we are talking about Ted Lasso, Season 3, Episode 12, entitled So Long Farewell. Perhaps the series finale. Most likely the series finale. Maybe there will be another series. Who knows? But definitely the season finale. So long, farewell.
Goodbye.
Oh. And I'd like to leave an outside and goodbye. Goodbye.
You know, I said this in the Discord chat.
Sure.
I'm very sad that this show's over, at least potentially over.
Mm-hmm. This, I think, is definitely this version of it is for sure over. Yeah, they might spin it off because, again, we've been talking about it's Apple, baby. They don't have a lot of really hit shows, and this is their biggest comedy they got. So it would make sense for them to be like, we should stay in universe and pay these people out the ass for them to stay.
And you know, people are going to watch it, and you know, they enjoy doing it. You know, Jason Sudeikis went on record saying that this was the original story for Ted that he had in mind, Ted's arc, but that doesn't mean that we won't see the rest of the people come back. And I think there's a lot of content here. They could make it work, and I would absolutely watch it. I think it has the potential to be even better, depending on how they go about it. But this show, even though this season was definitely the least strong out of all three, the show as a whole still is very, it holds very high for me. And it's because of when it released. This show came out during the pandemic.
COVID,
I remember,
baby.
Yeah, this was the show that I watched alone at the house, you know, and it was just that shining light of a really shitty time in everyone's life with work, and no one knew what was going to happen. And I just looked forward to watching Ted Lasso and getting some laughs in and seeing Jason. I liked Jason Sudeikis. So seeing him be silly and funny and like it just was this warm hug during the pandemic. And I think that's this true for a lot of people. That people hold it so high.
Yeah, it was, and it is true for me too. Sure. But it's my large philosophical problem with this finale that I liked, but I didn't love. I said on this podcast that I thought it was going to have a really strong finale. I thought it was going to have like a Parks and Rec level finale, and I don't think it did. And the reason is they sure did try. Yeah. The reason I think it didn't reach that level is because Ted Lasso is the feel-good show.
Mm-hmm.
It is the throw your cares to the side, forget about your bad, tough day, tough week, tough month, tough year, tough life. Throw all of that away and just feel good for 30 to an hour and 20 minutes, depending on how much the they season. Had, how much Brendan Hunt and Jason Sudeikis and Bill Lawrence had to give you or wanted to give you that week. My problem is, if you're going to be the feel-good show, if you're going to be the cheesy show, cheesy is how in a positive, I don't say cheesy in a positive way very often. That's what this show is.
Oh, yeah.
Cheesy.
Delightfully cheesy.
But good. Good enough for the cheesy to justify
it's endearing.
Itself.
It's endearing. It's endearing.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you're going to be the cheesy positive show, have them win. Why didn't they win?
I
guess I would make sense for them not to win if they're definitely thinking about doing a spinoff, and having them win now would make that less interesting in the future. That's the only reason that I'll take. But even that, this is the cheesy feel-good show. Let them win. Why is Ted Lasso not at Beard's wedding? I know he just got on the plane, and I know he'd have to come right back. Does he have a lot of time? Does he have another job? Doesn't seem like it. He should be at his best friend's wedding. Boy, Kent is the best man. That's fine. Well, you know, Jason Sudeikis' Ted Lasso is not there. Get on the goddamn plane. Go back to the wedding. What are we doing?
Yeah, the ending, this last episode definitely felt like maybe they originally had it that AFC Richmond were going to win. And because the show garnered such positive response, they changed it. That's how I felt a little bit watching it. I'm like, I wonder if they did that intentionally.
They didn't answer the question of the love triangle in a series finale. They have Roy.
They did, but they
didn't. I mean, no.
They did it off screen.
Is not on screen. Last time I checked.
Yeah, but you assume it. It's assumption.
What do you assume?
Oh, that Keely and Roy, like Keely picked neither of them.
Uh-huh.
Because they said, we're fucking idiots. Yeah, of course. Because you knew that was going to happen.
They are idiots. And that was fine. All of that is good. Give me an ending. Give me a Keely looking at both of them and being like, listen, our times with you and with you were both great, but I think I have to see who I am by myself for a while.
I expect that. I liked the them being outside the door and the door shut and not getting that piece of dialogue, which we know happened. It has happened.
No. If you're going to be the positive cheesy show, just give me all of it. Just put your finger on everyone's nose and go, boop, this is what happens. And look, it's fun. And look, it makes you feel good because we're the feel-good show. Boop, 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 boop. Look at me. Give me your nose. Boop. Bam, baby. That's some narrative feel good because we're the feel good show.
But would you
know what we shouldn't do? Say fucking nothing about it.
Would you have felt better if you got a 2-minute long scene of Keely explaining why she's choosing neither of them? When we know that's what's happening.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, but I don't know if I'd like that as much.
I would have liked it a lot more.
I think this trimmed the fat on that story.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, sure. Maybe, I mean, if it is a, if they think to themselves that it was a weak story this season, maybe we just don't end it. That's a good way to do it.
For sure. It was definitely like one of the weaker, I think. Anything with Keely this season was definitely weak.
It was weak sauce. Yes.
It was. She was more more of an impressive character when she was not at her own PR firm, if that's weird to say.
No, yeah, they kind of did Keely wrong this season.
Yeah.
But it's all forgivable if you actually have the conversation with two grown men about how they're dumb dicks and you're not choosing whatever. So this episode starts with Ted coming out. He has just slept over Rebecca's, and immediately I was like, I hate this show. I hate it.
Me too. I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
You ruined it. You guys ruined it. But it was a red herring. He has a gas leak in his building. So he's just there. Coach Beard and his girlfriend are also there. He's wearing assless chaps and he puts his bare buttocks on Rebecca's center countertop, which is very funny.
Love it. That was so good. Yeah, I'm glad they shooed that away immediately.
Yeah, and we learned that what we believed was true because boop, 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 we do things that are on the nose when we feel like it. He's leaving and going back to America, as his mom pointed out so brilliantly in the last episode, he needs to be with his son.
Yes.
And then Rebecca's like, I'm selling the club because you're leaving. How dare you?
Yeah, she had like an existential breakdown. Like I don't know what I'm going to do. If you go, I go. I'm going to sell the club. I'm going to make $2 billion, which, by the way, fucking crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the best soccer clubs in the world. You're going to get billions of dollars.
Unreal. But yeah, she definitely had like when they were sitting in the stadium alone, which was a great scene, by the way.
It was
like you could feel that she was like running out of options and was willing to literally do anything to stay near Ted in some way, keep him in her life.
Yeah, I mean, she was willing to sell 49% of the club to be able to make him one of the highest paid coaches in the league and then says you would probably still be underpaid for how you've affected me and how you've affected this club.
That was unbelievable. That was a really
great scene, really great line. But Rebecca doesn't end up, she does. She ends up selling 49% of the club to the fans.
To the fans, which another great one. Those three bar guys got pieces of the club. May looks like she got like 400 shares of the club, but Yeah.
Going back really quick to just kind of tie up with a bow, the Keeley, Roy, Jamie thing. There was a Diamond Dogs about this. Roy Kent finally joining the Diamond Dogs. and Trent Cram, formerly of the Independent, gets to stay, which is so fun. But Higgins' line is very good. He said, human beings are never going to be perfect, Roy. The best we can do is ask for help and accept it when we can. By doing that, we can always strive for improvement and keep moving forward. That is boop, boop, boop. On the nose. Very good. And I liked it so much because it was true to the like philosophy of the show. Like, here is just a good piece of advice, world.
And you don't think it would have been overkill if they did the exact same thing for the Keeley storyline?
No, I think it would have been perfect. I think they should have done it for every storyline. If you're going to do it for fair. Yeah, like I think you lean in. If you're not, I mean, why not?
They didn't do anything for Nathan's storyline. I felt like Nathan was actually a little shafted a little bit in this episode.
He apologized. He cried. He hugged. He said he was sorry. Ted said you don't have to say it. The version of that for like what the Keeley storyline would be is if he didn't say it, but he did. And they hugged. That is this is me. You can't hear it. And also it's sort of just picture my hands. I'm tying a bow up.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You hear it?
Yeah.
Oh, I just.
Oh, it's beautiful. Fluff the left side?
No, I just punched the microphone.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Hold on. You got that?
No, nothing.
Fuck.
Anyway, your mic's too good, dude.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Another person we got back for even a little bit was Dr. Sharon.
Mm. Yeah, I was glad to see her.
I was very excited to see her.
This episode was a lot of cutting away to many a scene, all of which were watching AFC Richmond defeating West Ham 3-2. They're watching Rupert push down the guy whose balls fall out of his shorts. And
yep. Who, the callback to the first episode.
Yeah, he was the coach at AFC.
Yeah, his balls fell out in the first episode, too.
They were all watching that game and they were responding to it. AFC would go on to beat West Ham 3-2 in a barn burner of a game.
Mm.
Many MVPs, Jamie Tart, McAdoo somehow kicking the ball so fast that it went through the back of the goal, I guess.
Mm, yeah, he hit it so hard that it burned through the fucking goal.
Yeah.
And so didn't even move the net. When did that happen?
I don't know. The therapist was there. We also are cutting back to a scene with Ted's ex, Dr. Jacob, and Ted's son.
Dr. Jacob sucks.
Dr. Jacob sucks. And I could have done without him in that scene completely.
Oh, yeah. I could have done with him already out of the picture because we know that's where it's heading.
Truly, like, even if it's not headed that way, him not being in that scene would have been enough for me. Like, that is a thing. You know how I said you have to put your you have to boops noses because this is a boops noses show and you just lean into that. If he wasn't in that scene and you had to imply or infer where he was, I would have been much better off with that, because who gives a shit every time he said a word? I was like, this is a waste of everyone's time.
Oh, he just made me angry saying, oh, I don't really care about this, when it's clearly their entire life.
Like, yeah. And I just think it truly is a waste of our time. Like, you've already made us hate this character. I don't need to hate him more in the series finale. Just give me the moments with his ex-wife and, more importantly, his son, who he's decided to come home to see and is rooting. Also, fly them over? I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You would think.
Everyone should get on planes.
Yeah, but he was also leaving the following day or the following couple of days, you know?
That's a good point. So, you're not wrong.
Yeah.
And then we kind of head into the ending of Ted Lasso, which was a lot of different scenes. They were cutting back and forth. The end was sort of a montage that comes right after Ted and Coach Beard getting on a plane. And then when Coach Beard was on the plane, I was like, oh, I didn't think he'd get on. I thought he was so much in love that that he would get off that gosh dang plane. And then he did. So
yeah, he was crying a bunch.
Well, yeah.
And I loved his exit strategy.
My bags are full of rice. I haven't slept in 3 days.
He's like screaming, what does he say? My pancreas.
It's appendix. And Ted Lasso goes, other side.
I didn't catch that. That's good.
And he gets off and he stays with AFC Richmond. I thought they'd make him head coach. That was weird a little bit.
I wonder if he didn't want to be head coach.
Yeah, I feel like that's what it was. I feel like Coach Beard was like, I've been made to be an assistant coach, baby. This is my life and I love doing it. Make Roy the coach. I'm glad they chose Roy over Nate.
Sure. Yeah, me too.
And I like the color change of their jumpsuits. Mm-hmm, that was very fun. This also comes after the team during halftime of the game puts the Believe sign back together. And
heartwarming. Loved that.
On the nose. Cheesy.
Very on the nose.
Loved it. Yeah. Loved it. And then Nate glues it back together and puts it back up after Ted has left.
Yeah. I figured that they would put it back up or make a new one, but I'm glad that they stitched it together and put it back up.
Yeah. Me too, dude. That was an emotional moment where they were all putting it together again.
And did you catch that not all of them had it in the same place? Like one of them had it under their shin guard. Mm-hmm. One of them had it in their sock. Like
Isaac had his in his armband.
Yeah, they were keeping it with him during the game as like a superstitious memento to keep believing, always keep believing. Even though that sign came down, you know, they still believed in that believe.
The belief?
Yeah, they believed in the belief.
Oh, all right. Right on. Yeah. Okay. Right on.
I just thought that was great. Believe. That they all kept it. I think that was a nice little play.
But they won, but they didn't win. They came in second place to Manchester City. They're too strong. They should have won. Fine.
They should have won.
Yeah. I'll get over it, I guess. Rebecca meets Ted at the airport to say her emotional goodbye to him. Says that she's selling half the team to the fans, which we've already said. And then on the plane, Beard gets off and Rebecca leaving the airport runs into Amsterdam guy.
Oh,
and the daughter that she will most likely adopt in the future.
For sure. Loved that. And we get to know his name, although I didn't catch it. I did hear him say it. I don't remember what his name was.
Oh, that's because we didn't learn his name.
No,
that was
the
first time that Rebecca tells him her name.
Yes, they exchanged names. And I just don't remember what it was.
Okay. And I love that. We were all hoping that she would find Amsterdam Man, which is why we were so betrayed at the beginning with the Ted Lasso coming out. Thank God for that gas leak in his building. I hope no one was hurt.
Oh, yeah. I don't care.
Oh. Okay. So Roy is named coach of AFC Richmond. Keely gets her business up and running. I really did like the parts with Barbara at the game where she said she liked rugby. So and the blood happened and she was screaming. That was funny.
And the guy that got hit in the head with the ball was the guy that Rebecca was dating and then dumped in the coffee shop. I don't know if you caught that.
He was so psyched.
He was like, oh, let's go, Richmond. Like, it's just like feral.
And then we continue to boop. Jamie visits his father in rehab. They look like they're having a really great time. Sam plays for the national Ghana team. Is so good as well. The team has a barbecue at Higgins Place, a new gathering spot for everybody. And you can see
back to the Christmas episode, which was also so good.
And you can see Rebecca's there with her new bae and his daughter, and Roy's niece is there, and Keely's there.
Everything's so happy.
Roy starts therapy with Dr. Sharon Fieldstone.
Amazing. And she becomes a member of the team now, full-time therapist. Just wonderful.
Nate is back on the coaching staff, and he also is eating with his family, and they all look so happy together, and Athena, the restaurant. And then Beard marries Jane in a scene that looks like a dream sequence, but it's been confirmed that it's not.
I just didn't give a shit about that story at all.
Okay.
I just didn't. I wanted Beard to be happy, but I didn't like that shit, man. I just felt it was distracting throughout the whole series. Like, there was a couple of really funny parts where their interaction was funny, but like, I didn't care.
I think the idea was a good one, which is this is the opportunity for Beard, the character, to find his own way.
Sure.
And he did the way that they wrote it. I think it does fall a little flat. at the end, as does one or two other storylines here, which is disappointing that I think they had the opportunities to hit the hole in one and they shanked it into the fucking river. So, but again, in other aspects of the show, they did it perfectly.
Sure.
So, there was no in the middle, right? It was very binary. It was zero or one. They either knocked it out of the park. I'm using a lot of different sports analogies. And, or they shit the bed. I'm using a lot of, well, that's actually my first shit the bed analogy, and I liked it a little more than the sports ones.
It was good.
We end with Ted coaching Henry's Little League soccer team.
Oh, before that, though, another really funny, it was very quick scene, was when they got the avocado delivery from Zava. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Remember Zava was a character?
It was the size of watermelon.
It's a big fucking avocado.
Holy fuck, man.
Yeah. I mean, we missed a lot. I mean, they cut different shit many times that it was hard to keep track, honestly, of the life-based montage that ended the series. And the end of that montage was Ted coaching Henry Little League team. And Henry mopes when he misses a shot on goal, and Ted tells him, you know, you got to be a goldfish. It's poopy.
Goldfish. Poopy. Just let it flow.
And Ted looks at his ex-wife with a look of maybe Dr. Jacob fucked off and maybe we're working it out. That'd be cool.
Yeah. You know what, though? You said you kind of wanted Ted and Michelle to get back together. And I was like, I really don't want to for some reason because she's kind of a b-hole. And I'm glad I'm glad that they didn't tell us how they ended up. I liked that was left to our imagination, because Ted is starting anew back in the States. You know, he's got a refined sense of self now, and he's reconnecting with his son. And I mean, AFC Richmond was his therapy, essentially. That and actual therapy.
Right. I'm sorry. I said Ghana. Sam plays for Nigeria.
Nigeria, yes.
And I will not let that slide, me. I kind of like was writing fan fiction in my head as it was about to end. I wanted the last scene to be like, here's X amount of years in the future, and Ted is coaching the Kansas college football team, and as they win a game, his family and all of AFC Richmond, a little bit older, a little bit wiser, are in the stands, and they look down upon him, not in a looking down kind of way, but in a celebratory kind of way, where they came and they surprised Ted at his new job. Like, I wrote that fan fiction in my head, and then something else happened, and I was like, I did like him coaching his son. I liked him being with his son. That was the point of all of it.
And now that's insane to think about, too, that Ted is just casually coaching.
Unemployed.
Unemployed. Former Premier League football coach is now just coaching his son's soccer team. Like, that's just funny to me.
Yep. He's back to calling it soccer, you know?
Yeah.
Again, this is one of those times where I came into this thinking that I was really rooting for it, and it did do a good job in many ways. I liked the episode overall. I just think that there were a few things here and there, and maybe I'm being nitpicky, but I don't know. It's also important, I think, to live in the context of what this week, right? Like, this is end of May 2023, where I just watched the Succession series finale. I just watched the Yellow Jackets season finale, and I just watched the Ted Lasso series finale, and I can't separate those things in the moment. Like, in the future, I will be able to remember Ted Lasso as a singular entity, but now, it's hard not to put all of these things against each other, and the Yellow Jackets season finale popped off.
What a wild fucking show.
What a wild show. People eating hearts in that goddamn show.
Oh my God, that show, you know, the last four episodes, man, it just really, it really hit a stride.
Me and you have to get together and do like a,
yes,
a retrospective on that season for, sure. for this podcast, by the way.
Yeah,
and so look forward to that in the future. Succession, yeah. as you can go listen to Justin and I talk about, we talked basically how we think it's objectively the best show ever made. It's not my favorite show ever made, but I think it's like third probably. And I do think it's objectively the greatest narrative ever put on television. And the finale was everything I wanted and more because I didn't have any clue what it was going to be. And then it happened and I was like, of course, that's what it was. Ted Lasso is not that way, which is why I'm saying like they could have just been cheesy to the max, 100%.
Yeah.
And I
think it
was, I think it's what they should have chose. And I think they shied away from it because there's going to be a spinoff and they couldn't tie up every loose end because we're going to get more of it, which is fine.
Sure.
Except for it's not, because how dare you? Because you didn't tell us that there's, you don't, we don't know there's going to be a spinoff right now. And when there is one, it will make up for the fact that a lot of season three was kind of bullshit. And a little bit of the finale was in turn. Like there's just no way they were going to get away from that with how the season went.
They had so much to tie up. There was Sam's storyline that just kind of stopped.
Yeah, it kind of sizzled out. Him and Rebecca, huh?
Well, him and Rebecca, but also like his restaurant. Like we got, you know, we understand that it exists and stuff, but like nothing with him and his chef, who they clearly had a connection. You know, it just, there was stuff that just kind of like went away. I was like, okay. And so like, yeah, I agree with you. It wasn't a super strong finale, but was it, fulfilling for me? Absolutely. I think it was fulfilling. I shed a couple of tears watching it because I really do love these characters, and to see Ted Lasso go is a bummer. But come on, if they're doing a spinoff, you don't think Jason Sudeikis is going to do a fucking cameo? Like he's gonna.
I mean, this show has propelled him into being one of the biggest stars in the world.
Yeah.
So I assume he's going off to do more movies where he's going to, if he is in the MCU in the next 5 years, I wouldn't be surprised. Right. Like that's
I don't want that.
I don't think I want it either. But again, I wouldn't be surprised.
Roy Kent is apparently.
Oh, yeah. He's hurt. He already is in the MCU. He's going to be Hercules.
I still got to watch that.
We didn't even talk. There was a musical number in this goddamn episode. Oh,
so now the musical number, I thought it was humorous, funny. I don't know. I think they could have cut that short.
You know, it's weird. Humorous is a way, like no one says something is humorous and then ends it with they liked it. You know what I mean?
No, I liked it, but it wasn't like laugh out loud. But I liked it. Like it was endearing. It was fun. It was warm. But like... They could have cut it, man. It was so long.
Did you have this thing that I had, which was like, there are a lot of goodbyes and a lot of like, all right, moments. Yeah. Like, you know, the moment at the end of a sitcom, like a very special episode where they're just like, we've all learned a lot today.
Like, yeah, like every South Park episode. Yeah, I learned something today.
Yeah, but they do it in for like in an ironic kind of way.
Exactly, though. Like
this show, Ted Lasso, is the exact opposite of irony.
Yeah,
which is cheeseball boops and
cheeseball boops.
Again, like that's why I love the musical sequence. I thought that was exactly the tone. That was leaning into cheeseball boops, and yeah, I will take that.
You're right. But I think it just ran a little long. It was just a long scene.
Well, they had to do the end of the song where Danny Rojas was the little girl.
Yeah,
and it was amazing.
Well, it's sad to see Ted Lasso go, but I did like this season, this series. I hope we do get spinoffs. I think that'll be great. It's a ton of content. And maybe we'll do a show on that.
Yeah.
If they do a show on that.
Maybe. Probably, though.
Probably.
Anyway, we got more shows coming up. Thank you for joining us these last few months doing Succession and Ted Lasso as well. Mid to end of June, we'll start doing The Bear Season 2 as well as Secret Invasion. So come back for that.
We're going on a tiny bit of a hiatus.
A hiatus? Except for
something.
We're going to do some bants.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was going to pitch to you. Do you want to continue to do like the weekly bants?
Yeah, I have an idea for a name for the bant.
Oh, hit me.
Nah, it's gone.
Excellent. That's an excellent name.
I was going to call it Brown Juice and Associates. But it just sounds like poopy water. It's referencing bourbon, but like,
yeah, for sure, I got you.
It's also a shit name. Anyway, we'd like to thank our patrons. Again, patreon.com/HBOBOIZ. You get to join the Discord and talk to us about TV all day. And
yeah,
you get to listen to these podcasts, not this one in particular, but the banter early. And you get your name read out at the end of shows.
And I hope this list grows a little bit more, because that makes it better for everyone. But the people who are currently supporting us are Sunshine, Connor O'Dowd, Jamie Lochner, James Watch My Donk, Chris Wood, Brent Ginn, Craig, John Jewers, Major Woody, Carol Andreas. Yep. Were you just mirroring me?
Yeah.
Well, go listen to or go follow us on TikTok at the HBO Boys, B-O-I-Z. Yeah. We post little clips of each show every week. I'll start posting some of the clips of the banter. Just you can like, comment, subscribe, share, duet, all that good stuff over there.
Like us on Spotify. Give us a positive Apple review.
Yeah,
all
and then
those
I think
things.
I think that they have stars on Spotify, and you can like respond how you're liking the podcast.
Big old five,
on Spotify.
Baby.
So
five
like,
stars.
Do that if you're vibing with us.
You're vibing.
If not, do it anyway.
Yeah, that'd be sick. Adam.
Yes.
I have one last thing to say.
What do you got?
So long, farewell, ad vitazan. Goodbye. 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 Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Later, man. I'll probably talk to you soon.
Wow.